as we approach the 3 weeks, the period of mourning for the destruction of the Batei HaMikdash, time of Shivasar B'Tammuz, this Sunday, Emir Tzahashem, it conjures up the obvious feelings of despair. But at the same time, certainly from a Jewish historical perspective, it also invites us to reassess and ultimately to look forward to a glimmer of hope, of once again a reconstruction, redevelopment and reestablishment of the Beit HaMikdash, of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Having said that, I have to refer for a moment to a periodical which I read last week. There are parsha sheets that are distributed throughout the Batei Knesiot, the shuls in Eretz Yisrael, and many of the great Roshei Yeshiva, some of them on the Black Hat world, some of them in religious Zionist world, write articles, Divrei Torah, in these weeklies. And there is two articles which were written last week in one publication that comes out regularly from these two well-esteemed, high-revered Rabbonim Roshei Yeshiva from the religious Zionist world. And I have to refer to both of the Divrei Torah because there's a particular message that not only disturbed me greatly, but that I think is extremely vital and important to bring to our attention. One of the articles was called Atzionut HaDatit. Obviously, I will not mention the Rav's name, but he's well known. And that is religious Zionism. And he says that someone approached him and asked him, "Rabbi, what is with these rumors that religious Zionism is in crisis? Why are there those out there who claim that religious Zionism is in a state of disarray?" And he addresses the question with the following reply. "Hatzionut HaDatit," he says, "religious Zionism, lo mitpareket ela gadla umistaefet kamo eitz shegadal umishaleach hanafim lechol hatzdadim." Religious Zionism is not dying. Rather, it's like a tree. It's branching out in all different directions. "V'anafim mitpashtim l'smol v'yamin." Some branches are going to the right, some are going to the left, some are reaching higher. "V'amerchak ben ha'anafim gadal." The distance between the growing and expanding branches has grown larger. "Matzav ze eino mevateit rachut rachut v'idnakrut." This situation does not display or represent strangeness, distance, lack of understanding. "Ela hitrachbut v'hitpashtut." Rather, it demonstrates growth. It demonstrates expansion in a positive sense of the word. "Ki hatzdadim mechubarim kulam el hagezah ve'el hashorashim." Because after all of the sides, right, left, center, up, above, they're all ultimately connected by their life source, the geza, the trunk, the roots of the tree itself. And therefore there is unity. And he goes on to explain, how exactly do we see this expansion of success in the religious Zionist world? "Yeshivot chadashot kabot v'yeshivot avetikot mitbosesot." New yeshivas are springing up all over the country. Old yeshivot are becoming more foundational, are becoming stronger. "Kamim kolelim v'yeshivot tichoniot toraniot." Kolels are being established. Yeshiva high schools. "Mitrabim safsalei beit ha-midrash el tzionut ha-datit." More benches are being added to the batei midrash, to the houses of study, where religious Zionist institutions have established Torah, yeshivot. "Ha-ityashvut b'yehuda v'shomron gadla." Every year we see an expansion of the settlements in what was known as Yehuda v'Shomron, what could be known as the, so to speak, occupied territories. We continue to settle in what is rightfully ours. "Alaf ha'gzeirot ha'ra'ot shel ha'memshala." Regardless of the wicked decrees of government in Eretz Yisrael. And I have to tell you, my friends, when I read the initial statement that this Rav had made, even if it were to describe in a nutshell religious Zionism, I was terribly, terribly disturbed. This describes those who established Beit Midrash, learning Torah, yeshivot, yeshiva high schools. What it describes is a philosophy of isolationists. There is no doubt that religious Zionists embrace and hold dear to them and hold as a priori to everything else, primarily Torah, the Avodah. Torah is first. Torah is most important. But what distinguishes the religious Zionist world from the Haredi world, from the world of the black hat, is the unwillingness to trap ourselves or to envelop ourselves in the four L's of the Beit Midrash exclusively. What develops and distinguishes the religious Zionist is the need, the desire, the compelling desire to outreach, to demonstrate to the greater and larger Jewish community, certainly the concept of Eretz Yisrael, but to ultimately have impact on Am Yisrael, on the people in the country, to show the people that the way of the Torah is Derachea Darchei Noam, a way of peace, something that offers solitude, something that offers solace, comfort, something that offers a tremendous amount of reward and self-worth. And yet what is described here in this article, I found it hard to distinguish. If we were going to measure our success based on the yeshivot, based on the Beit Midrash that were established, well, then what exactly is the difference between the world of the religious Zionist and the world of the Haredi public, the black hat world? No. Religious Zionist success can only be measured in terms of its impact it has not only in Torah, but through Torah to Am Yisrael, to the average person out in the street, to the average Israeli. How much do they sympathize? And not only from a religious perspective, but even to bring a greater awareness of history, of Jewish culture, to the Israelis that are around us, to the future of ultimately building Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael from a religious perspective. Continues this rabbi, Hatzionut Hadatit Gadla. Religious Zionism has grown. Ukechol she'atzlacha gadla, kacha hitnagdut eleha mitchazeket. Just as it has expanded, just as it has grown, no doubt it also welcomes more diversity. It welcomes more criticism because of its growth. Haderech shel atzionut adatit alohi ha-sheifa shleima shel ha-uma le-geula. The way of religious Zionism is to ultimately look forward and anticipate the arrival of the redemption of the entire Jewish nation. When I found the words of this Rav quite offensive, because essentially what he's asking us to do, Rabotai, is to ignore the issues. He encourages us to avoid the very fact that religious Zionism has not necessarily been successful in outreach. It has not had a relevant impact on the society in Eretz Yisrael, on the average irreligious Jew on the streets of Tel Aviv. And in fact, I found these comments almost an insult to my intelligence. Because the truth is, Rabotai, religious Zionism is in crisis. It does require analysis. It does require a wake-up call, certainly a reassessment and a reevaluation as to why the religious Zionist leadership becomes more and more irrelevant in the average Israeli scene. We need not look further than the concept of kiruv levavot, kiruv, bringing people closer to the fold, outreach, largely a movement that is successful in the black hat world, or Sameach, Eishat Torah, Chabad, Breslovers, many of them are successful. But there is no seeming success from the religious Zionist philosophy, from the religious Zionist leadership, and from that world. There is a need for us to outreach, to connect with the people around us, something which we have, until now, not been successful in doing. Building Torah institutions, learning Torah, no doubt is wonderful and tantamount to our success. However, ultimately the mission is not exclusive measurement of success in Torah itself, but success in Torah v'avodah. The avodah that exhibits itself in terms of how much impact and influence we have on the people around us. And that requires a tremendous amount of assessment, a tremendous amount of relearning, of rethinking and re-educating ourselves towards being able to accomplish that goal with greater success. I found it interesting that in the same article that disturbed me so greatly, right next to it was another Dvar Torah by another great Rosh Yeshiva and leader within the religious Zionist camp, so to speak. And he gave a Dvar Torah based on the Netziv Mivolozhin. In last week's Parsha, Parshat Balak, Bilam says, "Hein am levadad yishkon ubagoyim lo yitchashev." They, the Jewish people, dwell as a separate, isolationist nation, not influenced, not immersed or involved by the world of the goyim. Says the Netziv, this is true. And in fact, that is the only way to ensure that Am Yisrael maintains its identity and reaps success in what the nation represents. Sheim Am Yisrael shomer al yichudo. If we indeed preserve our uniqueness, al tzivyon ha-chayim ha-kudoshim shelo, on the morals, values of our lives, am levadad, if we remain and preserve our identity, azai hu yishkon, then we'll continue to dwell. The nations of the world will revere, fear, and respect us. Ulam, however, says the Netziv, im ubagoyim, if we become and try to immerse ourselves, to involve ourselves too closely to the Gentilian nations, shem yirtzuli damot lehem, we try to be like them, to imitate them, ulitkarev elehem, and we get too close, so much so that it is in danger of destroying our identity. Azay lo yitchashev agoyim yakbiru et sinatam liYisrael, then indeed the goyim, the Gentiles, do not respect us. In fact, they increase antisemitism and hatred towards us. Hanavua Azot, says this rabbi, this prophecy, yecholah lishpoch or al itchachshiyot ve'ayiruim she'anu roim bedoreinu, can clearly reveal and shed light in what we are experiencing in our generation. More hatred against the Jewish nation, antisemitism, only spreads as a result of the weakness that we reveal in knowing who we are as a Jewish people. The less we know, the less we understand, the less we feel inclined to be a part of Judaism, the greater the threat rises from the outside. Shechotzim mitashtesh et yichudah shel hamada'a kemedina yehudit, shoafim lemedinat kol ezracheha. When a Jewish nation strives to be like every other nation, ונלחמים נגד צביונה של המדינה בכל תחום הקשור לקדושת ישראל. And there is struggles to remove the ultimate holiness, the values, the morals that represents Judaism. Not necessarily religiosity, but the very fact and the very basis of what Judaism has always stood for in this world. When we begin to forget that, that is the moment that we forget who we are, and that is the moment that we grow more greatly threatened by the nations around us. Says the Rav, Shalom Amiti, true peace, can only be successful Imamenu Yelech Bederech Torah Yisrael, if our nation walks in the way of Torah, Yakpida Taharat HaChayim HaYehudiyim, if we are careful to live a life as pure Jews, V'gam B'tchum HaChayim HaPratiyim, V'gam B'tchum HaChayim HaKlaliyim, in private Jewish life, in public Jewish life, Nikar Shehi Medina Yisrael. Only through recognizing Judaism, through its preservation, through its elevation, can we ultimately continue to thrive as a Jewish nation. Why was this so interesting to me, Rabotai? Is because what is being described here in this Dvar Torah, sitting next to the Dvar Torah about religious Zionism, is precisely the issues of concern that religious Zionism is supposed to address. Religious Zionism supports Medinat Yisrael, but its mission must be to impact, to influence, through tolerance, through understanding, through creativity, to create a country not only of Israelis, but to create a country of Jewish Israelis. To infuse a passion, a love, a respect at the very least of what it means to be Jewish. This we have not been successful. And this Rav criticizes and warns us, woe is to us if we do not differentiate ourselves from the rest of the world. This is a Jewish government. This is a Jewish Israeli country. Jewish first. And if we cannot learn to adopt measurements, ways, directives, goals to arrive at that specific orient, then unfortunately, Rabotai, Chalila v'chas, we are doomed to destruction, the same Khorban that the Jewish people have witnessed in the past in their history. The concern that we have to have is to reach the people of Am Yisrael, to embrace our brethren, not by forcing religious upon them, and not by shoving religiosity down their throats, but by demonstrating to them the accessibility of a wondrous and beautiful Jewish religion and Jewish culture that all of us can enjoy, that all of us can elevate, and all of us can learn from in an equal way. And this is precisely what exhibits or what demonstrates the outstanding great character of Pinchas in this week's Parsha. The uniqueness of Pinchas is that he does not ignore. He does not hide and say, oh, this great tree that branches out, as greater as it becomes, there are no problems. Pinchas says there are problems, but he recognizes that there is a need for implementation, that we cannot afford to ignore and to avoid the issues at hand. Says the Torah, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Eishiv et Chamati. And if you look at the few psukim that describe Pinchas' actions, the words Me'al b'nei Yisrael, the impact that Pinchas has on who? Not only on those who were there during his exhibited action, but on all of the Jewish nation. Continues the Torah, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'haytalo l'zaro acharav, Brit Kehunat Olam. He'll have the covenant of Kehunah, of priesthood. Why? Vayechaper al b'nei Yisrael. Once again, because he had taken to task the concept of cleaning all of b'nei Yisrael. Pinchas had a vision. Whatever action he was about to do then, whatever action he would do to preserve Kiddush Hashem, the sanctity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was not only immediate, but would have an impact on B'nai Yisrael, the people of Am Yisrael. That was the religious Zionist who recognized not only his duty to his country, to his Torah, to his Halakha, but to the people around him. No one said that that mission was easy. In fact, Rashi says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, says Rashi, "Lefi shehayu ha-shvatim mevazim oto." The other shvatim, the other members, the leaders of Bnei Yisrael would criticize him. Look at this fellow whose parents worshipped Avodah Zarah. Look at this fellow who kills a Nasi, a leader of Am Yisrael. What a terrible person. Says Rashi, "Lefichach baha katuv yachso achar Aharon." That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Oh no, my friends, who is this Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen?" He understands precisely who he is. The mission that he walks to fulfill is not one that is instantaneous, but one that is linked by his entire lineage. His grandfather, Elazar HaKohen, his great-grandfather, Aaron HaKohen, this is Pinchas. He understands the duty at hand. And therefore, he does not deter from the mission that is in front of him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Lachein emor, hineni noten lo et briti shalom." This is the kind of peace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands. The peace, not in terms of territorial compromise, but the peace that has to exist with the knowledge and the focus of a vision, a mission to unite and to bring all of Am Yisrael under the banner of Torah Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. When we approach the 3 weeks, Shivasa B'Tammuz, when we understand that this has to be our task, that we have a responsibility not to avoid, not to ignore the issues, but rather to confront them, to take action in order to instill Shalom al Yisrael. And when we reach out to our brethren to remind them of what is so crucial to preserve Jewish identity, then we too are part of not only mourning for the temple, but ultimately we are part of bringing together its reconstruction. Shabbat Shalom.